You're listening to When Christians Speak Online Talk Radio, broadcasting out of the Washington, D.C. metropolitan area. Today's voice crying out in the wilderness, prepare ye the way of the Lord. When Christians Speak is dedicated to lifting up the name of Christ Jesus and spreading the good news. So it's my brother, can you spare a dime? My God shall supply my need. Don't have to beg because I am a thief. Cause every good and perfect gift comes from the Father who I... All right. Praise the Lord, everybody. Praise the Lord. Welcome to the broadcast. This is When Christians Speak Talk Radio. I'm your host, Reverend Ray. Of course, today's episode, today's show, amen, it's Friday Night Joy, amen. And our topic, we're going to talk a little bit about the mustard seed faith. This will probably be, looking at what I've written down, so, but this will probably be a series, amen. So we'll probably work with that. But before I get started, I just want to remind you of our different broadcast that comes on during the week. His Abounding Grace from Minister Vanessa Williams. Amen. It's every Tuesday at 7 p.m. Declaring the Finished Work with Reverend Pat Randall is Thursday at 12 noon. Of course, today is Friday, so I do Friday Night Joy. Amen. At 7 p.m. The Bread of Life. Amen. It's Sundays at 7 p.m. Amen. And actually, it's the first in the fourth Sunday of the month at 7 p.m. Challenge to Change with Pastor Paul Morgan is every Wednesday at 7 p.m. Our monthly broadcasts are as follows. Lifeline with Apostle Shirley Jones is every first Monday at 7 p.m. The Bold and the Beautiful with Reverend Novena Reed, Reverend Curtis Austin, and Minister Jordana Cunningham is every second Saturday at 10 a.m. Adoration with Evangelist McCone is every third Monday of the month at 7 p.m. Marriage Takeover, The Body of One with Reverend Eric and Reverend Tamika Thompson is every third Sunday at 7 p.m. In fact, they have a broadcast this Sunday. This will be the third Sunday. Amen. Hour 3, Real Life, Real Men, Real Talk with myself, Ray Rose, Alston Green, Cleophas Malone, and Antonio Mitchell is every second Sunday at 7 p.m. Amen. This is one of my newest broadcasts with the group of men, and we're more or less a panel. We talk about things that men talk about, and I thank God for these brothers that are joining me, and we got a couple more that I'm working on that will join us also. So that's every second Sunday at 7 p.m. Our weekly prayer is Midday Glory Prayer with Reverend Gwen Dixon. It's every Wednesday at 1 p.m. This is a free conference call number. Amen. The number is 641-715-3580. The access code is 732-499. All this information can be found either on our Facebook page or When Christians Speak Talk Radio, or also on our website, When Christians Speak Talk Radio. It's When Christians Speak, WhenChristiansSpeak.com. Amen. Also, if you go to our website, you find a little bit more about us, and you find some of our episodes. You find even some of our older episodes that's been on the broadcast for a while. Amen. But you also find a page for donations. We accept donations. We are a 501c3 company. Amen. And you can use your donations to help you out with your taxes, especially as you begin to get close to the end of year. You can do so by going to WhenChristiansSpeak.com, clicking on the Donate Now button. Amen. And everything is done through PayPal. However, we do have a Cash App. Amen. And it's under When Christians. Amen. When Christians. Amen. Actually, it's $ When Christians. Amen. But that should be located on our website and our Facebook too. So we would like to invite you to do those things. You know, your giving is much needed here. We'd like to expand our ministries into some different things that God has given us. Amen. And that, you know, that's possible through your giving. Amen. Amen. No one is trying to get rich here, nothing like that. The money goes towards ministry and that cost and that kind of thing. So we help offset costs, okay? So with that being said, I thank you in advance for your donations. I thank you for spending your afternoon with me. I also want to give a shout out to those, not just the United States or the states here in America, but if you're listening from a different country, whether it's the Philippines or Korea, or North Korea or South Korea, places like that. I want to welcome you to the broadcast. If you listen anywhere in Europe or Southeast Asia, I want to welcome you to the broadcast. Amen. And we know that at this time we have an international ministry that's going on. We have ministry of people listening from all over the world. And we appreciate you. We pray for you. And we pray for your peace. And we pray that God will continue to be a blessing to you, even in Africa too. Amen. So I think I got everybody. Amen. So God bless you. We're going to go ahead and get started. We're going to start off with prayer. And then we'll go ahead and start the lesson plan of mustard seed faith. Okay. Father God, we come today just to give you thanks. We thank you for your grace and your mercy. We thank you for all the things that you are doing in our life. We give this broadcast to you, for truly it's all about you. We submit ourselves unto you for this broadcast. We pray that we will only say the words, God, that you have given us to say. We speak that it don't speak no more and no less, Lord Jesus. We pray, God, that if there be anything in our life, God, that has you are not pleased with, that you will forgive us. We pray and we know that it was done and finished with for at the cross. So we submit our prayers unto you. We submit our thoughts unto you. We submit our deeds unto you, everything unto you, God, that you may get all the glory. We need you in this day and time that we live in. We love you, Lord Jesus. We love you today. We do pray this prayer in Christ Jesus' name. Amen and amen and amen. God bless. Amen. So, amen. This is Friday Night Joy. I'm Reverend Ray on When Christians Speak Talk Radio Network. Amen. Today, we're going to talk about the mustard seed faith. I've been studying this for a couple of weeks now, and I still can't get enough of it. Amen. And we're going to share with you a lot of scriptures. So I ask you that you go ahead and pull out your pen, your paper, your notepad, or whatever you're using, and take some notes. Amen. I wanted to start out about talking about the mustard seed first. And before I can talk about mustard seed faith, we need to get into the details about the mustard seed. And these are some of the things that I found out in my study, and you can find them out too. All we do is Google, so it's nothing that you get. Everything I have, you got. Okay, you can get it. Amen. Okay, but it says that mustard seeds are the small round seeds of various mustard plants. The seeds are usually about 1 to 2 millimeters. Amen. Then it gives them the kind of like 0.039 to 0.79 in diameter, and may be colored from yellowish white to black. Okay. So I have one at the church I was at. I was the church called the Tree of Life Christian Ministry. The pastor there is James Robinson. I was at this church for a long time, and what he would do, he would laminate a mustard seed. And he would put the scripture about the mustard seed in there, and then he would give it out to his ministers or to anybody that want one and everything like that. So I have one. And when I looked at how small the seed is, I'm always amazed. But basically what they are talking about here is that the mustard seed isn't small. You know? And we're going to get into the details, how it grows and all that kind of stuff. But very small. Amen. In fact, if you didn't know any better, if you put it on the tip of your finger and stuff like that, it's so small that you look at it, you're like, man, your finger looks huge compared to it. So it's a very small round seed. It says they are important spice in many regional foods and may come from one or three different plants: black mustard, okay, brown Indian mustard, okay, or white yellow mustard, okay. They might come from three different type of plants. And one of the things that I liked about what they're saying is an important spice in many regional foods. So in other words, we're getting to details how mustard is grinded. In fact, that's up next. It said grinding and mixing the seeds with water, vinegar, or other liquids create a yellowish condiment known as prepared mustard. So it's used as a condiment, prepared as a condiment, but it's it's also a type of spice, you know. It's also a type of spice. So, especially in the biblical days, there was, and even now, you can add a spice or a condiment is add flavor to whatever it is that you do. So, in other words, it's used, amen, to add flavor to food. It's used to add flavor to any type of food that you may be eating. Okay, it's a flavoring. I know I just made a word up. It brings flavor. It says mustard seeds generally take 8 to 10 days to germinate if placed under proper conditions, which include a cold atmosphere and relatively more soil. To mature mustard seeds grow into shrubs. Mustard seeds are rich source of oil and protein. The seed has oil as high as 46 to 48% of the whole seed meal has 43% protein. So the seed is 46 to 48%, and as far as oil, okay, and it's a whole seed meal at 43.6% in protein. The term mustard seed oil is used in different oils that are made from mustard. Okay, the first one is a fatty vegetable oil, or resulting from pressing the seeds. It's an essential oil resulting from grinding the seeds, or it can be an essential oil resulting from grinding the seeds. So there's pressing the seed, and then there's also grinding the seeds. It says mixing them with water and extracting the resulting volatile oil by distillation. The mustard seed oil stimulates. This is what I didn't know. It says mustard seed oil stimulates hair growth by increasing blood circulation in the scalp. It contains protein, a major component of hair, and omega-3 fatty acids, both of which nourish your hair and encourage hair growth. The antibacterial, antifungal properties of the oil prevent hair loss and ensure hair to grow. So it does a variety of different things other than being a condiment or being a spice or a seasoner and everything. So some people use it for hair growth, I guess. And I know that in the United States, mustard seed oil is not used because it also has a not too good an effect. It can cause some other things to happen in the body that's not good. So mostly overseas, mustard seed oil is used and everything. But I'm always amazed at the fact that it produces oil along with it being a condiment or a spice or whatever. Okay. All right. So with that being said about the size of the mustard seed and what does mustard seed look like, now one of the things it says in here that I didn't put, it said it can grow into mature mustard seed plants grow into shrubs. Then what I want to add is they not only grow into shrubs, but they can grow into a tree. I mean, we talking one mustard seed can go to a size of the tree that can be 2 or 3 stories. So it gets that bit, or in most cases, it can be like a brush, a bush, and everything, or a shrub. So it could grow. It grows different ways. Okay. Now let's tie that into the scripture. Amen. And the base scripture we come from today is coming out of Matthew chapter 13, verse 31. Okay. And this is talking, Jesus is speaking on a parable. Okay. It says this, and this is our theme. It says, another parable put he forth unto them, saying, the kingdom of heaven is like a grain of mustard seed, which a man took and sowed in his field. 32 says, which indeed is the least of all seeds. But when it grows, it is the greatest among the herbs. It's the greatest among the herbs and becometh a tree. So the birds of the air come and lodge in the branches thereof. Okay. I don't know why I added this together. This is Matthew chapter 17, verses 20. And it says, and Jesus says, you know, because of your unbelief, verily I say unto you, if you have the faith as the grain of a mustard seed, you should say unto this mountain, remove hence to yonder place, and it shall remove, and nothing shall be impossible for you. He said, nothing shall be impossible. So what am I saying? It's saying, basically what it boils down, we talked about the size of the mustard, how small it is. Basically what it means is that you have just that amount of faith. Just that amount of faith, you'll be able to move mountains. If you have just that amount of faith, the outcome of what you're looking for can grow into the size of a tree. It says it can become the size of a tree, that even the birds of the air will come and lodge on the branches. It can grow out beyond your expectation. All it takes is just a little bit of faith. Just a little bit of faith. In Luke chapter 17, verse 5, it said, the apostle said unto the Lord, increase our faith. They asked him to increase our faith. And Jesus said to them, the Lord said, he said, if you have the faith as a grain of mustard seed, you may say unto this sycamore tree, be thou plucked up by the root and be thou planted in the sea, and it shall bear you. See, the great things could take place when we have the faith like of a mustard seed. We can say to the mountain, be moved. Okay, we can say to the tree, be planted in the sea, be plucked up by the root and be planted in the sea. That what basically what he's saying, there is nothing impossible for God to do when we have just the size of faith of a mustard seed. Just the size of faith of a mustard seed. You know, that's the size of faith. I'm not going to do it, but I want to do this. I want to go ahead and do this real quick. And in Romans 12, verses 3, amen. It starts out this way. I say through the grace given to me, to every man that is among you, not to think of himself more highly than he ought to think, but to think soberly according as God has dealt to every man the measure of faith. He's dealt with every man the measure of faith. So all of us have every man has a measure of faith. We have a measure of faith. So in other words, we have a measure of faith. And some people have great faith. You know, there was times in Jesus' time was ministering and something took place. He's no greater faith I've ever seen in all of Judea or Israel. You know, some of people have great faith. Some people have, Reverend Robert and I have been talking about the gift of faith as we talk about spiritual gifts. Some people have the gift of faith, you know, and everything like that. But all of us have a measure of faith. All of us have been born with a measure of faith. When we talk about the gift of faith, that's because of the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit is doing that. That's something on a different. But all of us have a measure of faith, you know. But here, again, Jesus is talking about faith in him, if you have faith in him, you'll be able to say to the mustard seed, you know, you'll be able to say to the tree, be moved. You'll be able to say to the mountain, be moved. There is nothing impossible when it comes to your faith. And it just takes a little bit of faith. Just a little bit of faith. Let me go back to where I was, okay? And it says that, let's talk about a little bit more about mustard seed, okay, and faith, okay? It says, this comes from Mark chapter 4, verses 30. He said, whereunto shall we liken the kingdom of God, or with what comparison shall we compare it? He says in verse 31, he said, it is like the grain of mustard seed, which when it is sown in the earth is less than all the seeds that be in it. But when it is sown, it groweth up and become greater than all the herbs and shooteth out of great branches so that the fowls in the air may lodge upon it. The shadow of it. I think I just read that. Okay. And it is like the grain of sand. Yeah, I did. It is like the Luke 13 and 19 said, it's like the grain of mustard seed which man took and cast it to his garden and grew, and it grew and waxed a great tree, and the fowls of the air lodged in the branches thereof. Amen. And it says, then said he unto what is the kingdom of God like, and whereunto shall I resemble it? And again, it says, it's like the grain of a mustard seed. It's like the grain of a mustard seed, y'all. You know, that grew in wax. That's how he compared now the kingdom of God. Like, you know, he compared to God. Great faith, man. You know, I think it's David or something. Great is thou faithfulness. Great faith. God wants us to have that. He don't want us to have enormous faith, but he wants to have great faith. And he's even saying that the amount of faith that is small as a mustard seed is considered to be great. The amount of faith of a mustard seed is considered to be great. I want to go back to Matthew chapter 17. Amen. I think that's where I'm going. Yeah. I want to go to Matthew chapter 17. This is verse 20. Amen. Amen. And it says, and Jesus said unto them, because of your unbelief, for verily I say unto you, if you have faith the grain of a mustard seed, you shall be able to say to this mountain, move hence to yonder place, and it shall move, and nothing shall be impossible for you. Then he says, howbeit, some of these things come not out, but by prayer and fasting. Now I'm going to go back because he was talking about something else before in Matthew chapter 17. Let me see if I can get back into that again on my... Amen. 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 I want to do this right. Amen. I want to make sure that we have 17 verses 20. Then we'll read that again from the same thing. Amen. And I'm actually going to start at Matthew chapter 17, verses 14. And this is an example right here. It says, when they were come to the multitude, there came to him a certain man kneeling down to him and saying, Lord, have mercy on my son, for he is a lunatic and sore vexed, for oftentimes he falls into the fire and off into the water. It says, verse 16 says, and I brought him to thy disciples, and they could not cure him. And Jesus answered and said, O faithless and perverse generation, how long should I be with you? How long should I suffer you? Bring him hither to me. And Jesus rebuked the devil, and he departed out of him, and the child was cured from that very hour. Then, verse 19, then came the disciples to Jesus apart and said, why could we not cast them out? And Jesus said unto them, because of your unbelief. For verily I say unto you, if you have the faith as the grain of a mustard seed, you shall say unto this mountain, remove hence to yonder place, and it shall remove, and nothing shall be impossible unto you. See, some things are possible because we lack our faith. Oh, that faith is not even the size. And what I mean by lacking faith, it means there's not even the size of a mustard seed. You know, I want you to catch something there here. Jesus said it to him because of your unbelief, not the people, the person that was healing, not the Father. Because of your unbelief. That means that when we even ministering to somebody, so if you're praying for healing or deliverance or whatever the case might be, we need to have faith. So not only is it a good idea for the person to believe that God can do it, but we need to believe that God can do it to it. You know, do it also. And then in verse 21, he said, howbeit this kind goeth not out, but by prayer and fasting. You want that kind of faith that when you be able to heal, then you got to do something for it. There's some prayer and some fasting that has to take place. In other words, there's a period of time that you need to be able to have a relationship with Jesus Christ. You need to be having an intimate moment through prayer and through fasting. You need to be able to get to a point. And I'm speaking to myself that you turn the thing to the body or the flesh one, you turn it down, okay? And you go and you seek after the things of God. Those things are important. Yeah. But he said, because of your unbelief, but verily I say unto you, if you have the faith of the grave, the mustard seed, you should say unto the mountain, remove here hence to yonder, and it should remove, and nothing should be impossible. So we were talking about that earlier, about how the mustard seed being so small, but it grows to be so big that even the birds can land on it, or it grows to be to a great bush and produces, you know, much condiment or much seasoning and these different things. Nothing is impossible for you. Nothing. How be it, but this kind of goes up by prayer and fasting. Okay. Amen. And Luke chapter 17, verse 5, it said, the apostle said unto the Lord, increase our faith. And the Lord said, if you have the faith, the grace of it, you said to the sycamore tree, be thou plucked up by the root, and thou planted in the sea. We read that earlier. Increase our faith. They're asking them to do something, right? And it would say, he's telling them, look, you don't need a lot of faith. You asked me to increase your faith and stuff like that, but you really don't need a lot. All you need is just to have a lesser mustard seed amount of faith. It's have a mustard seed amount of faith. And I got in my notes, it said, who started it all? And Hebrews chapter 12, verse 2, it says, looking unto Jesus, the author and the finisher of our faith. Jesus is the author and the finish of our faith. Every faith that we have when it comes to God, it's because Jesus is the author and the finisher. Without the cross, man, we wouldn't have that kind of faith. You know, it says, look at this, Jesus, the author and the finisher of our faith, who for the joy that was set before him endured the cross. Who's for the joy that was set before him endured the cross. He endured the cross so he could be the author and the finisher of our faith, you know, so we can have that mustard seed type of faith, you know, so we can say unto that mountain, be moved, so we can say unto that tree, be moved and be planted in the sea, and it would do just that. We can say unto those things. He said, despising the shame, and is set down at the right hand throne of God. What? He's set down at the right hand throne of God. That's where he's at. He said, you know, he endured all of that. He endured the cross. He went through all the cross. He went through the abuse. He went through the name calling. He went through so that you could have, so he could be the author and finisher of the faith, so that you could have that kind of mustard seed faith in him. So you can operate on a daily basis. So you can walk by faith. You can be just by faith. You can live by faith. You can have faith to the point, amen, that you just love God and you just trust God. You know God's going to do it. Just waiting. You can, when you have that kind of mustard seed, you wait patiently for God to do it. You know, you do. You wait because you know that God's going to take care of it. Mustard seed faith. You know, one of the things I liked about this particular scripture, amen, amen, about him being our author and our finisher, is for us to understand. If he's the author and the finisher, that means he's the beginning and the end. He's writing our book. He's writing our book. He's the author and the finisher of our faith. So all we got to do, we just to fill it. All we got to do is just trust him, trust God, and believe that he's going to do exactly what he says he's going to do. You know, get to a place of intimacy and relationship with him that you know when you hear his voice. You know, you're not shaken when somebody else is speaking. He said in the scripture, he said that my sheep know my voice. And that's where we should be, at a place that we know his voice. And he said, and someone else, they won't even follow. We won't even follow no one else. If it don't sound like Jesus, don't walk like Jesus, don't talk like Jesus, it's not Jesus. You know, we know it's not Jesus. We know it must be the enemy. We know that it might be even our own flesh. I was talking to a minister earlier, and that sometimes we blame everything on the devil. Some things are ourselves, you know. And we know it's not ourselves, but the faith, man, is important to walk in. Okay? Faith is important to walk in. In Hebrews chapter 11, we're gonna spend some time here for just a little bit. This is Hebrews chapter 11, verse 1. It talks about what is faith. Okay, it says now faith is the substance of things hoped for and the evidence of things not seen. Faith is the substance of things hoped for. I got hope. Faith is the substance of that. I can't see it, but I know it's there. We, in many cases, know that the wind is blowing because the tree is moving and everything like that. You know, we see the outcome of it. We can't see the wind, but we see what the outcome of it. We see the outcome. You know, so with faith, there's always going to be an outcome in everything. And we want the faith, our outcome to be, of course, be in our favor in everything. You know, the Bible says, and later on in Hebrews, it says, without faith, it's impossible to please God. And without faith, without being able to trust God, without knowing God, in order to have faith in something, you got to know it. You just can't say, yeah, I have faith. That's not enough. You got to know it without a shadow of a doubt. You got to be unwavering. You got to have that mustard seed type of faith where it can move mountains. You got to have that kind of faith. And that mustard seed is not necessarily a lot or great or humongous. It's not a mountain of faith. It's not like it's not like that. No, but you got to have that kind of faith where you just trust God unconditionally. And you believe him and you trust him. You know he's going to work things out for your favor. You know he will. You know that he has your best interest at heart. You know he does. Even though it might not seem like that, it might not feel like that, you know, and everything might be going upside down and downside up and crazy things might be happening in your life. You might be getting bad reports from this person. You might be going through a Job experience where this person is, every person is coming to you telling you all bad news. Oh, you just lost your a family. Oh, you just, by the way, you just lost your job. Oh, somebody just... your house just burned down. Oh, I mean, one thing after another and another and another. But Job had enough sense to say, I'm going to wait till my changes come. He said he had enough faith in God. Said, blessed God. You know, he began to bless God. The Lord take it and the Lord give it. Blessed be the name of the Lord. You know, he began to have faith because he knew that God would be a restorer of all those things, family, everything that you might have lost. God can and will restore. God can and will restore. Now, we can't get this thing twisted because I don't have it in my notes and I'm going to put it earlier. We can't get this thing twisted when it comes to with faith. Because the Bible says that we have the greatest faith to heal the sick, but we don't have charity. It don't profit anything. We got faith, but we need that charity thing to be operated in. Everything is done out of love. Lord God, I love you, and I know you love me. So I'm operating not only in my faith, God, but I'm operating in my faith, but I'm loving you, knowing that you got this. I'm loving my neighbor instead of knowing that you're going to heal them. I'm loving you like you would love them. You know, I'm loving you like you would love them. Faith. Faith, y'all. Faith. Faith. Faith, faith, faith. It says, let's go back to Hebrews chapter 1. Now, faith is the substance of things hoped for the evidence of things not seen. For by it the elders obtained a good report. I talked a little bit about this when I was doing midday glory prayer for Reverend Wynn, that when the elders obtain a good report, I don't know what about you, but I want to obtain a good report. A good report because what? Because I believe God. Like Abraham believed God and it was counted unto him as righteous. I want to get to that point when I believe God. I trust God and it's counted unto me as righteousness. You know? I want to know that whatever I'm going through, whatever I'm facing, God's going to do it and everything. Even though I got but you know, sometimes you get a lot of people that are naysayers and they put you down and say, why are you doing it this way? But you have to do it the way that God said for you to do it. You can't do it no other way. Listen, one of the things that I found out in my life, amen, that every time I try to do things the way I think I want to do it, I mess it up. But when I let go and let God, you're talking about things taking place. You're talking about yokes being broken. You're talking about healing taking place. Amen. You're talking about just things taking place. You're talking about the blessing of the Lord. You're talking about the outcome being increased. You're talking about all those things that are taking place because I believe and I trust in God. Oh, God, help me to believe you. There was somebody in the Bible, and he wanted Jesus to heal. I had to make sure I turned to that story, but he told Jesus, Lord, help my unbelief. I believe, but help my unbelief. In other words, God, if there be anything in me that's hindering me, that not allowing me to have that mustard seed to faith, please forgive me and help me to get to that measure of faith that you operate in the fullest. And that's what we're talking about, y'all. We want to operate in the measure of faith that God has given us. We want to operate in believing in Jesus Christ to the fullest, not wavering at all, not doubting at all, but trusting him and believing him and know that he got it, knowing that he's the resurrector of life, knowing he's the giver of life, knowing that he's the one, you know, that was always there. That he promised never to leave us nor forsake us, but promised to always be with us. Faith. It said, through faith we understand that the worlds were framed by the word of God. Well, who's the word of God? Jesus. Through faith, the worlds were framed. Not world, but worlds. That means the whole universe, all the planets, every star was framed by the word of God. So that things which are seen were not made of things which do appear. So things that were seen were not made of things that do appear. But they came because of the faith. They came because of the word of God. He said, by faith, Abel offered to God a more excellent sacrifice than Cain, by which he obtained a witness that he was righteous, God testifying of his gifts. And he said, and by by it, he being dead yet spoken. Oh my God. Because he had that kind of faith. Amen. Because he trusted God, because he believed in God. He offered God a more sacrifice than Cain. Cain was so bent up in the fruits, I mean, not the fruit, but in the animals and all that kind of stuff and everything like that. But he didn't understand. He didn't understand that it was about faith. He really understand that it was about his relationship with God. You know, Cain was just going through the motions of doing it because he knew he had to do it. But Abel did it because he loved God. Abel did it because he believed and he trusted God. Abel did it because he developed a relationship with God. And when he was killed, the blood spoke. The blood spoke. Do you hear what I'm saying? The blood spoke. The blood of Abel spoke. And that's what we want to be. God, no matter what we're going through, no matter what we're facing, let the blood speak. What blood I'm talking about now? Because Jesus Christ came on the scene now. But I'm talking about the blood of Jesus. Speak, blood. Speak. Speak, Jesus, operate in you and let me trust in you and let me go to the places you have ordained me to go and let me believe in you and let me not wonder, let me not doubt, but let me just go. God, faith, faith. Yeah. Verse 5 says, by faith Enoch was translated that he should not see death and was found. Was not found because God had translated him. But before his translation, he had this testimony that he pleased God by faith. We just read that without faith, it's impossible. That's like the action that makes voices, but without faith, it's impossible to please God. It's impossible to please God. And it pleased God. He did all of this by faith. You know, he did all of it by faith. He was so pleased God so that God took him. God took him. Come on, y'all. God took him. It isn't talking about how great Enoch's faith was, but Jesus talked about the faith of a mustard seed, the amount of a mustard seed to be able to move mountains. God took Enoch. What kind of faith did he have? But Jesus made it simple for us. Just the faith of a mustard. If you have the faith of a mustard seed, you'll be able to tell this mountain to be moved. If you have the faith of a mustard seed, you can tell this tree be plucked up and be planted in the sea. That kind of faith. You know, but faith, you know, was translated that he should not see death. He didn't even see death. It was not found because God translated him. For before his translation, he had this testimony that he pleased God. But without faith, y'all, it's impossible to please him. Even you have the mustard seed amount of faith, man, that's, you got some power there. Because that mustard seed that we talked about earlier can grow into this humongous tree. That mustard seed can produce all kinds of fruits and everything, all kinds of condiments, all kinds of seasoning and everything like that for you. For you, it will benefit you, but it's a faith in God, that mustard seed. So you take that grain of faith, of mustard seed, man, and you operate it into the fullest. Yeah, I might not be great like you, but I got my mustard seed. I dare you to go get a mustard seed. Don't steal a mustard seed, but go buy a mustard seed, you know, from some I don't know, Lowe's or whatever they may have. Anybody have planting and whatever, but get one. You know, like walk around with this. I might not have much, but I got a mustard seed with a faith. And with a mustard seed amount of faith, man, you could tear down strongholds, break yokes. Not you, of course, but Christ can. And within you, you can do all kinds of things with the mustard seed type of faith. But the mustard seed type of faith, you can start a business, man. Glorify God with the mustard seed type of faith. Guess what? You can bring deliverance to your family. With a mustard seed type of faith, God, I know that my family is all jacked up, but I have this kind of mustard seed faith that you can bring my family back together. You can heal my marriage. You can stop the divorce right into the track. In fact, you can make the lawyer get sick or the judge get sick on the day that we got to go to court and then give me opportunity of time to get my family back. You can go get with the mustard seed type of faith, you can go and get that brother that's on drugs, that sister that's prostituting herself. You know, you can go get You can go get that lost loved one that's been out in the street, that homeless, mustard seed type of faith. You can build cathedrals and you can build schools and you can start a business. Like I said before, you can do all those kind of things with a mustard seed type of faith. You can go to the young people and back into the hood and to the gangs, and you can minister to the worst killer there is. You can look them in the eye and not be fearful, because you got that mustard seed type of faith. Not be filthy, that he could do anything to you, because you got that mustard seed type faith, because God sent you and you didn't send yourself. Did you hear what I'm saying? God sent you and you didn't send yourself. You can go to the hedges and the highways and compel men to come into the kingdom to eat at the table. You could do all of that. Mustard seed type of faith does that. You can do those things. You can do all things through Christ who strengthens you. There is nothing too hard for God to do in your life, because you have a mustard seed type of faith. Amen. I want to continue reading on. It says, without faith it is impossible to please him. For he that come to God must believe that he is, that he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. He just said, we got to believe, you know, that he is. That's all. I gotta believe with my mustard seed that God is what he said he is. He is the I am. He is the great I am. There is no other I am like him. You know, he's the beginning and the end. He's my Alpha and Omega. You know, he's my wheel in the middle of the wheel. You know, he's my sunlight. You know, he's my light in time of darkness. He's my joy. You know, I'm speaking with joy. He's the fire set up in my bone. You know, we begin to speak those things that are not as though they were. We begin to say those things. This is what God is to me. You know, because I'm coming to him and I believe everything that he is. And I know the woman, primary example, the woman that touched Jesus, him and the God. And she said, if I may only touch the him and the God, I believe that may be here. She was diligently seeking Jesus. She has desired to seek Jesus right then and there, just to touch the hem of his garden. Can you imagine that she's pressing through the crowd and he's got people all around him that she's pushing forward, because she believed without a shadow of a doubt she can touch the hem of his garment, that she should be here. Mustard seed type of faith, y'all. She might have lost everything that she had. She might have gone through all the doctors, but she had that kind of faith that she would be able to touch him. Just touch his garment, and I should be made whole. That's what she said. Just touch his garment, and I should be made whole. It says, without faith, it is impossible to please him. For he that cometh to God must believe that he is. And he is rewarder of them that diligently seek him. Noah, being warned of God of things not seen as yet, moved with fear, prepared an ark for the saving of his house, by the which he condemned the world and became heir of righteousness, which is by faith. He said, by faith, Abraham, when he was called to go into a place which he should after receive an inheritance, obeyed. Faith causes us to obey God. Faith causes us to leave our family and to go to some place and do things that we've never done before, because we want to be obedient to the God. Faith will cause you to obey God. He said, by faith, Abraham, when he's called to go out to a place which he should after receive an inheritance, obeyed. And he went out not knowing whether he was. He went. Abraham just went. Abraham just went. He trusted God. He knew God. He had a relationship with God. And so he just went. How amazing. How many of us will do that? God said, okay, I just need you to get in your car. Okay, we get into our car and everything. He said, don't worry where you go. I'm not going to tell you. You know when you get there. Just drive. And he just went. Got to a place. God looked at him and said, this is the place right here. Can you imagine? All right. He didn't know where to go, but he ended up in California. He started from Virginia, ended up in California and everything, but didn't know really where he was going. He was just driving, being obedient to God. being to God and knowing that God, God, I'm going to God. What's going to work there? Can you imagine getting in your car and say, okay, God, I'm behind the wheel. I'm just doing it. Okay, that's another example. Okay, I want you to go to the grocery store. I don't want you buying anything. I just want you to go to the grocery store and just stand there. Go inside and just stand there. Can you imagine? You go to the grocery store, you've been obedient to God, you believe in God, doing something, he's operating in your life, and you have that kind of faith in God. You go to the grocery store, and you in the grocery store, and then all of a sudden, somebody walk up to you, and they just don't know why they're there. They're in tears, they're broken, and you begin to minister the gospel of Jesus Christ to them. Somebody got saved because not only you was obedient, but you had faith in God and knew exactly where you should be and why you should be and all those things. Faith, y'all. Faith in God. Okay. He said, by faith, Abraham, when he was called to go to, I read that. He said, by faith, so he is, and so sojourned in the land of promise, as in a strange land, dwelling in tabernacles with Isaac and Jacob, the heirs of with him of the same promise. For he looked for a city which had foundation, whose builders and makers are God. Through faith, also Sarah received strength to conceive seed and was delivered of a child when she was past age, because she judged him faithful who had promised. In other words, she trusted God. God said it. Remember that she laughed when God said Sarah's going to have a baby. She laughed, and then she acted like she didn't laugh. But it says, therefore, spring there even one in him as good as there so many as the stars in the sky. Multiply. He said, he told Abraham, I'm going to multiply your seed. They'd be like the sand, you know. You will be in the stars in the sky. You won't be able to count them. There'll be some, even most of all of us, you know, as we're leaving, now we've been etched into the promise of Abraham because of Jesus Christ. But we like to stand all because of the faith of one man. The faith of one man that produced fruit, that produced our outcome. The faith of one man. He didn't say Abraham's faith was great and all that kind of stuff. He said, but Abraham had faith and he believed God. He better believe God. That's it. Those same promises that were for Abraham also is for us. For us to believe God. For us to trust God. For us to trust God. Amen. Verse 13 said, these all died in faith, not having received the promise. They died. They didn't receive the promise. What was the promise? Jesus. The Holy Spirit. That was the promise. You know, these all died in faith, not having received the promise, but having seen them afar off and were persuaded of them and embraced them and confessed that they were strangers and pilgrims on the earth. Oh, can you wait? They saw afar off. They heard God said that he's coming. That I'm going to bring forth a redeemer. I'm going to from David. I'm going to from the seed of David. I'm going to. They heard all these things and they believed and they trusted that Jesus was coming. They believed and these all died in faith. They died in faith. Died trusting in God. You know. Didn't receive the promises and everything, couldn't see it. Remember, I said earlier, faith is the substance of things hoped for, but the evidence of things not seen. They didn't see it. They hoped, but they didn't see it. They knew it was coming, but they didn't see it. They knew they would be blessed, but they didn't see it. You know, having not received, they wouldn't receive it. They didn't receive it, but they saw the promise from afar and were persuaded of them and embraced them. They were happy, that God was going to do this, that Jesus was coming down the line. You know, it says, for they that say such things declare plainly that they seek a country. And truly, if they had been mindful of their country once they came out, they might have the opportunity to return. But now they desire a better country to have returned. But now they desire a better country that is a heavenly, wherefore God is not ashamed to be called their God. For he prepared them for a city. He prepared them for a city. They knew they was going to a promised land, but they didn't understand there was another promised land that was better than the promised land that they was going to. there was another promised land that was better than the promised land that they was going to. They were looking at it from a natural, but they didn't understand there was a greater that was coming down that pike. They didn't understand that, you know, and all because of the faith of one man. You know, a nation was born. You know, many nations were born out of Abraham, out of his seed. You know, and other nations and people, the Gentiles, were grafted into the promises of Abraham. Because of Abraham had faith, and God ordained it to be so. Okay, says I think I'm gonna stop right here because we're almost out of time, and I want to go over. But we're gonna continue where we left off. This is verse 17 in Hebrews, man. But I want to go back to what we talked about earlier. We're gonna end on that about the mustard seed. You need to have faith in God. Ray, I got to have faith. This is a requirement to us believe God. We're going to talk about the faith in Lazarus and what he said to Mary and Martha and all that kind of stuff. Because it's about faith and believe in him. Believe in Jesus Christ. Mustard seeds, again, y'all, are small round seeds of various mustard plants. The seeds are usually about 1 to 2 millimeters. In damage and may be colored from yellowish white to black. They are an important spice in many regional foods, and they come from 3 different plants: black mustard, brown India mustard, or white or yellow mustard. It said mustard itself as a condiment is the grinding and mixing of seeds with water and vinegar or other liquids to create a yellow condiment known as prepared mustard. In other words, the condiment is used as a spice. It's used to bring flavor to a food. Okay, mustard seeds generally take 8 to 10 days to germinate if placed under proper condition, which include a cold atmosphere and relatively moist soil. Mature mustard seed grows into shrubs, but like I said, they also grow into these, like the Bible said, they also grow into these trees. So these trees, I have a picture, I think, on one of the Facebook site of this mustard seed tree, man, that's humongous, you know. It says that, what else I want to read? You know, but mustard seed. It says another Matthew chapter 13, verse 31 says, another parable put he forth unto them, saying, the kingdom of heaven is likened to a grain of mustard seed, which a man took and sowed into the field, which indeed is the least of all the seeds. It's indeed, in other words, look, there ain't no doubt. It's the least of all seeds. It's the smallest of all seeds. But when it grows, it's the greatest among herbs. It becometh a tree. So that the birds of the air come and lodge in the branches thereof. Okay, Jesus said unto them, because of your unbelief, verily I say unto you, if you have the faith of the grain of mustard seed, you should say to this mountain, be removed yonder, and it should move, and nothing should be impossible to you. Nothing should be impossible to you. Amen. Why don't you pray with me? Father God, I thank you for this type of mustard seed faith. God, I pray that somebody be blessed and someone be delivered and someone be helped, God. I pray, Lord Jesus, that we, Lord Jesus, will operate in the measurement of the faith that you have given us, that we'll be able to be obedient, that we will go forth in you, God. We will trust you. We will love on you, God. We wouldn't let, you know, we just believe in you. And knowing that you are in control of everything, God, we give our life to you today, God. If there's anything in us that does not please you, Lord Jesus, we pray that you will forgive us, sanctify us through and through. Allow us to believe, God, that you can deliver us from all things. You did it on the cross. We trust you and love you and we know who you are. We know who you are in this day and time. We give all our prayers, requests over to you. You know our private prayers that don't want us to know about except for you. We give it to you, Lord Jesus, and pray that you will have your way today. We need you in this day and time. Thank you again, God, for those that be listening to this broadcast. We pray that you will bless them in their coming in and going out. We pray that you begin to restore those things in their life that the cankerworm, the locust, and the grasshopper, and the palmer worm have eaten. We pray, God, that you begin, Lord, to heal and deliver, Lord Jesus, you know, whatever needs to be done, to be done. Bring them back into right relationship with you, Lord. Let them know that you are still on the throne no matter what's being said, what's being done. God, let them know there's a promise that you have, God. We do give this prayer to you In Christ Jesus' name, and our Lord and Savior, amen and amen. So again, Reverend, I want to thank you for listening to When Christians Speak Talk Radio Network. Amen. This has been Friday Night Jordan with Reverend Ray, that's me. And we've been talking about mustard seed. We're going to continue this on because I know we're near finished. Amen. And we're going to continue this on for a little bit and stuff. But thank you for joining. I pray that you have a blessed night and everything. Don't forget about announcing the rest of the broadcast. Marriage takeover, amen, will be this Sunday with Reverend Eric and Reverend Tamika Thompson. Amen. Again, if you have a desire to give or sow a seed into the broadcast, you can do so by going to WhenChristiansSpeak.com and clicking on the donation now button. Amen. Everything is done through PayPal. Everything is secure. Amen. We are a 501c3 company. Amen. And we will appreciate your gift for the building of the kingdom to reach even further people in further countries out there. Amen. So we pray that you be blessed. God bless you. Know that I love you. God bless you. Amen. God bless you.